MashaAllah, come closer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unite our hearts. Qareeb, qareeb, aajau, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Before we commence our fikr for deen and rejuvenation of our iman, one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, one of the masnoon du'as. And this dua is ideal for protection. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had many duas. But one of these duas have been prescribed from the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the amal of the sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'een, and all our mashaykh. We should learn this dua, and after fajr salah and after maghrib salat, make it a habit inshallah. So I'll recite the dua collectively, then we'll repeat it inshallah. Like how we read A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, this is A'udhu billahi samil alim. Read the first part, A'udhu billahi samil alim. A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitanir rajim. So it's slightly different from A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You read A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitanir rajim. Let us recite it three times. A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitanir rajim. Then after this you recite the last three ayats of Surah Al-Hashr. Last three ayats of Surah Al-Hashr means, from huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu alimul ghaibi wash-shahada huwa ar-rahmanur rahim huwa Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-malikul quddusus salamul mu'minul muhaiminul azizul jabbarul mutakabbir subhanallahi amma yushrikun. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. It's not difficult. Make it a niyat inshallah. From today we're going to recite this inshallah. What is the benefit of this hadith and this dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? It is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after Fajr, if somebody recites it, appoints 70,000 malaika. 70,000 malaika to protect the reciter of this dua from Fajr right till Maghrib. Say subhanallah, brothers. We have malaika all the time protecting us. But Allah ta'ala especially appoints 70,000 malaika in the morning, right till Maghrib. And then after Maghrib salah, if we read, right till Fajr, inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala appoints another 70,000 malaika. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. This is imani muzakara, khubiyo ka lain den, so much we have to learn, inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi wahda, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiya ba'da. Qala Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Azza wa Jal, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تبارك وتعالى أنا جليس من ذكرني صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. All praises are due to Allah رب العزة والجلال. Allah تعالى is مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Allah تعالى who is رب العالمين. Allah Ta'ala is Khaliq and Raziq. We should understand the greatness of Allah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has sent us in this earth for a temporary period. Everybody is on safar. You know what's a safar? A journey. We came from the home to the masjid. Now from the masjid we either going to work, going home, going out in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So our journey commenced where? In Alame Arwah. In the alam of the realm of the souls, where we recognize Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala asked us the question, Alastu bi Rabbikum? We all said, Qalu bala. So it is important that we understood and we knew about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. Then in the stage that Allah ta'ala has now sent us this alam dunya, we came in the mother's womb, that's one world. Then we are in this world for a short period of time. And then from here, if we do not get the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then unfortunately the next two phases will be very difficult. The first phase after this is the phase of maut and qabr. Allah ta'ala make it easy for us, inshallah. Death on the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the last phase is akhirat. After that, either jannat or whatever Allah wills. Allah ta'ala protect us, inshallah. So ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah Pak has given us a great zimmedari, responsibility. And this zimmedari of kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given by all the anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Kulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah and you'll be successful. This kalima of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasalam from Adam ala nabiyyana wa alayhi salatu wasalam right to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and finally Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasalam. Say la ilaha illallah Adamu Safiullah, la ilaha illallah Musa Kalimullah, la ilaha illallah Ibrahim Khalilullah, la ilaha illallah Nuh Najiullah, la ilaha illallah Isa Ruhullah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Say alhamdulillah. We must say alhamdulillah on iman. We must make shukr on every iman, because if we show nashukri, ingratitude to this iman, Allah Ta'ala hifazat farmaya, Allah Ta'ala can make salb of our iman, Allah Ta'ala can snatch our iman. Allah Ta'ala protect us. That is why Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, Mafatihul Jannah shahadatu Allah ilaha illallah. There's one hadith. Mafatihul Jannah, that means the keys of Jannah is the complement of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's two parts to this kalima. Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal himself narrates, there's two parts to this kalima. First part is La ilaha illallah. Negate everything. Bring the greatness of Allah in your heart. That is why mashayikh show us, we don't have to do it very deliberately and very powerfully, but with azmat, respect, La. Negate, take out, and bring in illallah into the heart. So you say, La ilaha illallah, like that. Please make zikr with the prescription of the mashayikh. Whatever has been prescribed, do it with azmat, with respect, with honor, dignity, but diligently daily, inshallah. And Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the second part. Is the way of tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. So on this journey of ours, Allah Ta'ala has got malaika, as we mentioned earlier, whispering good all the time in our ear on the right side. That is why malaika record this side on the right all the good deeds. And this side, malaika record all the bad deeds, but shaitan whispers also. So to fight the back of shaitan, we have to have the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our zikr and askar. That is why Allah ta'ala in the Quran Kareem said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkurullah zikran kathira wasabbihuhu bukratan wa asila. Ey iman walo, Allah is addressing us, the insan, those who are the believers and the reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah. Recite zikr abundantly. Zikr ko, zakir ko, mazkur tak poncha deta hai. You made zikr here now. You recited the kalima one time. You already connected to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say subhanallah. So we need to be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the whisperings of the malaika will guide us towards the truth, will guide us on sirat al-mustaqim, and will be protected from the whisperings of shayateen. And whenever the shaytan whispers in you, read a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, read some dua, masnoon dua, fight the back of shaitan and you'll see the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what is required from innal ladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Those who say that Allah is my Rabb. All the time, talk of the greatness of iman, have the fikr of iman, and dying with iman as well. Ye imani fikr on muzakira kyun kar rahe? Why are we doing it? Because death must be on iman. We are born in a Muslim home, or those accepted Islam, we have a beautiful name. That's mashallah. But what about the fikr for this iman? That the kalima wali maut, husne khatima, maut in the masjid, death in the masjid, death in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, death in Makkah Mukarrama, death in Madinah Munawwara. If you didn't do what you have to do, then how are you going to get that death like that? Man radiya billahi rabba, wa bil islami deena, wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasoola, wajabat lahul jannah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whoever is pleased that Allah is his Lord, Rabbul Alameen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah. And Islam is a way of life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala says, wajabat lahul jannah. This is the answer in this world. This is the answer to the three questions in the grave. You're going to be asked these questions. And then there's another exam on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Allahumma hasibni hisaba yaseera. Say inshallah, ameen. So the three questions in the grave is what you did in this world. Kama tahyoon tamutoon wa kama tamutoon tuhsharoon. How you lived in this world, you're going to die. And how you're going to die, you're going to rise up. That is why وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have created not jinnat and mankind for what? لِيَعْرِفُونَ, for the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the ulama tell us, stay in good company. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone will bring you on ibadat only. But when you stay in the company of the mashayikh, you stay in the company of the ulama, you can company of sulaha. There's a car obstructing. Maaf, there's a car obstructing. Blue Toyota BD51HKZN. Kindly remove your car. Blue Toyota BD51HKZN. So this is muzakara. Every day we have to remind ourselves that the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah se hi hota hai. The alternation of the sun and the moon, fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing the creation of Allah is on the command of Allah. The sun rises at a certain period of time, every day, in a certain pattern, 1 second, not later or earlier, commanded. Look at the calendar, it will show you. And people calculate the calendar. Every month we part of the moon, Hilal Committee, you ask the Hilal Committee, they got the record of all the moon sightings. They will have full record. Allah is in control. Allah Ta'ala orders the moon, the sun, that rise in the east, set in the west. But a day will come when Allah Ta'ala will say, oh sun, you followed all my instruction, now rise in the west. Imagine. That is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the moon, the sun has to move 1 degree closer to the earth, what will happen? All of us will burn. And if it goes further, then everybody will freeze. This is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moon follows an orbit. Every living creature praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You woke up for tahajjud salah, Allah give us tawfiq inshallah to perform our tahajjud salah and all our salat, especially the 5 salat with jamaat inshallah. Then what happens? You hear the birds chirping early in the morning, they're making the zikr of Allah. The animal in the jungle are making the zikr of Allah. The fish in the sea are making the zikr of Allah. And for the da'i ilallah, Allah orders all the living creatures to make dua for that person in the path of Allah. Subhanallah. For a student of deen, we all students of deen, Allah Ta'ala orders all the other creations to make dua-e-maghfirat for a student of deen. So we must have this fikr, that how can I live with iman, die with iman, make fikr for iman, and also my qabr must be somewhere on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have that jazbah. So remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the morning, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the evening. During the day, the masnoon dua should be recited. For every occasion there is a dua. We came into the house of Allah, enter with the right foot. Allahumma aftahli abwaaba rahmatik. Why did he come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hum masjid mein aaye Allah ko milne ke liye. We came to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. The tajalli of Allah is coming here. Allah is not in a physical form. Allah Ta'ala is omnipresent. Allah Ta'ala is everywhere. You ask somebody, why you went to Makkah Mukarramah? He said, I went to Rabbul Baytullah to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. But what did you come back from Makkah Mukarramah with? The noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the akhlaq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to come with from Makkah Mukarramah. That is why Allah Pak take us for Hajj and Umrah. Then what did you bring from Arafat? You brought the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because at the plains of Arafat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was given this ayat, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Take the message from the plains of Arafat throughout the corners of the world. Jo hamara kaam hai, tumhara kaam hai. What is my work is your work. And this was given as an amanat on the plains of Arafat. And when you go to Madina Sharif, we go to make salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. In Makkah you become aashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Madina Munawwara you become aashiq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the maal of Madina Munawwara? What is from the road of Mubarak, what you're bringing and coming back? Is the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take it from there and go to the corners of the world. This is the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba made sacrifice. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made sacrifice. Time is limited. Two stories I'll tell you quickly. One is Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu tanhu. He is the Sayyidul Qurra. Quran was revealed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the ayats of the Quran al-Kareem. The certain sahaba used to collate the Quran al-Kareem. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b is known as Sayyidul Qurra. His duty was to listen to the Quran, transmit the Quran to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and immediately teach selected sahaba. The sahaba that were in Ashab al-Sufa, the sahaba that used to come and learn whatever they learned. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu memorized the entire Quran from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one night at tahajjud time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out looking for Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And he had a selected group in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching the Quran. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam called for him. He was happy, smile, called for him. He said, I have been asked, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, to recite Quran Kareem to you, O Sayyidina Abu Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu. So Ubay bin Ka'b began crying, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who has commanded you? He knows it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and inform me that Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to recite Quran to you. Imagine, the Nabi is receiving the wahi, but now he has to read to an ummati. What, there's a lesson, two lessons here. And not only that, Ubay bin Ka'b could not control himself. Radiallahu anhu, he started crying. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that did Allah Ta'ala take my name? Imagine, kya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mera naam liya tha. Now if you take somebody's name with honor, how much more grace it is. He said, yes, Allahu sammaka, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken your name, that I must recite surah Bayyina in the 30th juz, lam yakunin ladina, the entire surah, And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately started A'udhu billah, bismillah, and recited the surah Bayyinah. Then he told Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b, you recite the same surah to you. So I am your student and you are my student. And Nabi became a student of the Sahabi, the Ummati, and Ummati is a student of a Nabi. Say subhanallah, brothers. Learning and teaching. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was muallim, although Allah ta'ala was muallim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam direct. But Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to bring the wahi, used to recite the wahi several times. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam make muzakara and door of it, and he used to repeat to him. That is why in the final year of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam before his demise, he made muraja of the Quran twice. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam recited, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam recited, again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam recited, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam listened and recited. So Quran Sharif, brothers, what a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to make our iman strong, learn the Quran. That is why Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, Allah ta'ala give him jazai khair, fill his qabr with noor. I was reading one part of his malfuz. He was a alim. He was a muslih. Allah Pak guided him. He sat in the feet of Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayhi. He went to all the ulama of his time. So he qualified from a madrasa. How did the madrasa come alive? Through dawat and tabligh. Madrasa, khanqa, islah, dua, sunnats. And this is the fikr that Allah ta'ala gave him. And he used to have this worry that in every jamaat you must have an alim and a qari, so that at least the masnoon surahs and duas can be learnt. Yesterday we sat with a group of you ulama. We saying, bhai, everybody has to do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or hum, all the work of deen is complemented. Through tabligh in this country, darulum came alive, masajid came alive, madaris came alive, sunnats came alive, maktab came alive. Go to other parts of the world. We were talking to one of the brothers from the other jamaat. They say, you have makatib, you have hifz class, you have so much of good coming out through the barakat of dawat and tabligh. Say alhamdulillah. But we can't be complacent. We have to do more and more, inshallah. More fikr, more effort, more sacrifice. This is the barakat of this ijtima that is going to happen. Winds of hidayat. Allah's rahmat will descend. That is the first story of Tawir Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'b. So make it a lesson, inshallah. I will learn Quran every day. Sit by a qari, sit by the Imam Sahib. You can't come to the Imam Sahib and say, Imam Sahib, give me 1 kilo taqwa. The Imam Sahib cannot give you something. Iman and taqwa you have to inculcate. Quran you have to learn. Sit at the feet of the Imam Sahib. Go in the path of Allah. Sit with the brothers. Make muzakara of these surahs. You will see your Quran will become sahih. And how many people became huffaz? Alhamdulillah. Going out in the path of Allah. Their children became ulama. This is sawab-e jariyah. And the second lesson is of tasbih. Carrying a tasbih and making zikr. The ulama say, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala. Everybody know him as Abu Huraira. His name was Abdul Rahman ibn Sakhr. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And you know why he was named Abu Huraira? The cats and kittens used to follow him in Madinah Munawwarah. He loved cats. So one day he came into Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, and the kittens followed him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was performing the salah. And during the salah, the kittens, now they also make zikr. They're making meow, meow. They're making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And cats run around. If you go to Masjid Nabawi, so many places you'll find cats still running around. So many masjids. One of the masjids we saw in Pietermaritzburg, here also in Durban. Cats coming. I say, Musalli is not coming, cats are coming to the masjid now. So they are creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, after salah, Ya Aba Huraira, Ma fa'alan nughira. Oh Aba Huraira, what is happening to your kittens? He put his head down, he started crying, Ya Rasulullah, I got no control over this animal. He said, they have also come to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that day his name was known as Abu Huraira. Who is Abu Huraira? He was a poor sahabi. Nobody knew him. But when he came in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his house was Ashabu Sufa in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is a small platform there. Allah Pak, take us for ziyarat, inshallah. Say inshallah, make a niyat, inshallah. Jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. And he used to stay there. Whatever he used to get to eat, he used to eat. He shouldn't eat, get food. He was falling unconscious. But what was his benefit? The sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 5,374 ahadith he quotes. Ask the ulama ikram, the most amount of ahadith. And not only that, he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what should I do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, make the zikr of Allah. So he had a tasbih, one long string of 1,000 knots. I don't want anybody here to carry a long tasbih like that, because we want you to be a zakir and normal and sane, not to become a zakir one night and after that make 10, 12,000 and 20,000 and then become insane. We want you to be sane, make 100 zikr in the morning, 100 tasbihat of astaghfirullah, durud sharif, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, whatever we can bear, and in the evening. Not 1,000, 10,000 in one day and after that finish. No, you rejuvenate your iman with zikrullah. So he had this tasbih. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised him, start with 1,000 la ilaha illallah, 1,000 astaghfirullah, subhanallah. Until he finished 12,000 at one time. That was a sahabi, so we can't do 12,000. But that 1,000 knots, 12,000 astaghfar daily he used to read, with the hadith, with going with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for gush, with going for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for jihad, with doing all the a'mal, every sahabi, like the Nabi, was a da'i ilallah. One of the khususiyat sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and every Nabi was da'iyan ilallahi bi'iznihi, by the command of Allah, wa sirajam munira. O insan, O sahaba, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ummatis, we also have to be da'i ilallah bi'iznihi, by the command of Allah, sirajam munira, with the lantern of taqwa, with the lantern of hidayat, with the lantern of the Quran, with the lantern of the sunnah. All these lights will give us that himmat and taqat to talk to others, our family, our children, our progeny. We leave a legacy behind. Inshallah, say inshallah. Make niyat, I will spend my life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With your family, with your other khidmat of deen, you have to make fikr for deen. One last story I will share, which I shared yesterday. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with nur, Shaykh Mawlana Zakaria, we read the fazail amal and all the fazail, read the kitab with muhabbat. So Allah Pak inspired him through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to go different places for itikaf, to come to South Africa for a reason. 1981 was a changing point for South Africa, but there was a reason that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave basharat, come here because something is going very weak and darkness is happening. So the mashayikh came, and with him came hundreds of ulama. I mentioned this to the ulama yesterday and they confirmed it, some of them. Then muzakara was made. They started durood and salam, so many tilawat of the Quran, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's zikr, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's fazail, and the whole maamulat from tahajjud time right till after Taraweeh. There was a wisdom behind it. You say, when he landed at the airport, the security officer said, is this a prophet landing here? So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, they translated, Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Tutla Rahmatullah Ali, and somebody translated, this is not a prophet, this is a great Wali of Allah. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali tell him, this is Naib Rasul. This is the deputy of the Prophet. Say subhanallah, brothers. Allah inspires the Wali. So we must say, we are Naib Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told him that this person is asking some question. Tell him, I am a Naib Rasul. Give him some hadiyah. Whoever the officer was, two officers were there. After some time, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali went away. That person inquired from one of the Muslim person, how can we become like him? Allah Ta'ala gave him hidayat. They accepted Islam. What was it? The noor of taqwa. Carry the noor of taqwa. Carry the noor of iman. Ittaqu firasat al-mu'min fa'innahu yanzuru bi noori Allah. Look at the firasat of a believer. He looks with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you talk of Allah all the time, something Allah Ta'ala will inspire you. If you talk of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu will increase. Somebody will be inspired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. So now who makes niyat now, inshallah? Kamyabi jo hai, husne kalam se nahi hoga, kaam se hoga. Fikr ke intizam se, aur zikr ke ehtimam se. Not giving big speeches. Kamyabi is coming with effort, sacrifice, with zikr and fikr. The maqsad of the istima is not one long bayan. Is the fikr coming, targhib being given, and now going out in the path of Allah and making some niyat, inshallah. Who is ready? New tashkil now today, inshallah. Imran, from where? MashaAllah. Take the name, the place, MashaAllah. Make niyat, everybody. MashaAllah, one name that side. Everybody stand up. Chalo, MashaAllah, ulama ikram, hufaz, MashaAllah. Everybody should stand up. I mean, we had a good sleep now. Everybody stand up. Make niyat. All the names, fill the chart up. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Abdul Rahman bhai. More names, more names. Come on. We woke up in the name of Iman and Allah. Chalo, Haji Saab is ready. One of our elders. Come on, all of us, inshallah, make niyat. More and more brothers, come on. Write the names. Moana's chart must be full today. Even if we gave our intention yesterday, today is a new day. Allah gave us a new day. Say Alhamdulillah. So we have to give new niyat in today, inshallah. Kya rahe? Nayi niyat karni chahiye na? Every day new niyat, inshallah. Huh? Yeah? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Brother Fahd is out with Australian Jamaat, MashaAllah. Whole Jamaat came from Australia, so much Qurbani. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Mohana Saab there. More names, come on, more names in the back there. Mohana Ridha Saab, MashaAllah, more names in the back, the whole Jamaat, already. Translation there, translation in the back there, MashaAllah, more names. Make niyat, inshallah. Jaisi niyat, waisi barkat. The more the intention, the more the barkat and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the time of kubuliyat. Just now we're going to read two rakats, ishraq namaz. From fajr till after sunrise, 15-20 minutes, you get the sawab of an accepted umrah and hajj. Say inshallah. Make it a habit. Whatever you learn in the path of Allah, go home with it. Teach your wife, teach your children. Muzakara. Taaleem at home, sunnats at home, inshallah. Du'as at home. Then you'll be in Islamic mahol, conducive environment. Few more names. It's coming in the heart. Come on, brothers, mashallah. Few more names, inshallah. 4 months, 40 days, 10 days, 3 days. Ijtima this weekend, inshallah. Reminder. Because we have to bring ijtimaiyat, collective fikr. Na kitabon se, na wazo se, na zar se paida. Deen hota hai buzrugo ke nazar se paida. What it is in Urdu? You and people understand this. That not with reading the kitab, and not one bayan. It is the mashayikh that are coming. The sahaba looked at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at them. They were blind sahaba too. But their sohbat brought about a change. Likewise, our mashayikh are making qurbani and they're coming from all the marakis. And how much of sacrifice they're coming just by being in their sohbat, by being in their dua, by sitting in the majlis, by reading salah with them. They are coming down with all the years of mujahada. How much of change will come in our life? One person will come into the hidayat, to the ijtima, and he may be a zariya of hidayat, then that is the success of the ijtima. How many people have come unto salah? How many people have come unto biyat? How many people have come unto sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by coming to the ijtima? We went to meet one doctor the other day, we went mulaqat, and he said, I went with Bhai Pajia in the 80s to one ijtima by bus. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah falli qabr wa nur. And he says, I still remember the masnoon duas were read on the bus. Bhai Pajia stopped somewhere. They all went to the toilet. But he went and brought bananas and fruits. What was that reminder? For the rest of his life, he'll remember one brother made his ikram. He said, I don't miss my salah. I was a musalli in Isipingo. I don't miss my salah because Bhai Pajia made fikr on us. He's an ordinary doctor. But what more muhabbat he told us that this was the fikr he had for everybody. Go around the whole country. Go around the whole country. Go to other countries. Where Haji Bhai Pajia Rahmatullah Ali went. What was the fikr and the dard? because the dua he made in front of Maulana Yusuf in front of the Kaaba, that jao aur khidmat karo, aur jao aur khub tarbiyat karo, and from there Allah Ta'ala took out so much work. So how many thousands of people will be his ruhani sawabe jariya? When somebody passes away, three things are recurring. Ilmun yuntafau bi, knowledge that you impart, sadaqah jariya while you give alive, and also waladin salihin yad'u lahu. You don't have to have, some people don't have children. But if you leave biological children, they must be pious, they'll make dua for you. But ruhani children, you can leave thousands. Sahaba will have lines behind them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, lines behind them. How many people will follow you? This is what we need to leave behind. Inshallah. Say inshallah. So we need a change. Moana, you got some names. Mashallah, any more names? Before we end off. Dr. Saab, Mashura, kya karna? Dua par. Before announcement.
Brothers, inshallah, let us take back the fikrs and announcements that we made, inshallah. One is the time of the Jummah Salah, that we make announcements in our areas, inshallah. Our ishtima will start, inshallah, with Jummah. Azan will be at 12:10. The khutbah will be at 1 o'clock, inshallah. And it will finish on Sunday. Dua, final advices around 11:30. The dua will take place around there, inshallah. So let us make awaz for that and the khususi programs. Let us make fikr for the khususi programs on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, inshallah. One is for the students of university and colleges, Darul Uloom students, Ulama-i Kiram, inshallah, in the morning from 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. And thereafter, in the afternoon for the all workers program. So let us make fikr for all that, our jamaats that are working. Every jamaat to take out a cash jamaat. Jamaats, many jamaats are working. Let us put some fikr with them together. We help them to prepare the jamaats. Use them to prepare our jamaats. Charge jamaats to take out cash jamaats. So these last few days, let us increase our efforts. To get all the zimmedaris that we have also, with regard to the feeding, with regard to security, with regard to the majmajor. More than that is the jamaats in the tent. Those jamaats of zimmedars in the tent to worry about our majma that comes. Every person who comes to the ishtima, his time is an amanat. That how his time is spent correctly, valuably, and he takes back something from there, inshallah. So we all make this niyat, inshallah. That how, inshallah, like Maulana explained to us, that how we all benefit from that, an environment of Qurbani. Maulana's father was in the first jamaat that left from South Africa in 1962. Mm. Two of them left. Maulana was only 1 year old at that time. Today we see the Qurbani of that. Allah Pak protect Maulana and take both from him. Amen. Like that, when Qurbani will come alive, Allah will bring deen alive. So inshallah, let us all make fikr. Those that are going in the path of Allah, we come close, inshallah, for hidayat. And those that are going back, inshallah, wapsi will take place, inshallah.
Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma, wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma lakal hamdu bil islam, wa lakal hamdu bil iman, wa lakal hamdu bil quran. Radina billahi rabba, wa bil islam deena, wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyya wa rasula. Allahumma ahdin nasa jami'a, Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina, wa ja'alna sababa liman ihtada. اللهم نور قلوبنا بالقرآن وزين أخلاقنا بالقرآن ونجنا من النار بالقرآن وأدخلنا في الجنة بالقرآن اللهم استعملنا على سنة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإمام يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. On this mubarak time, Ya Allah, forgive us our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humari maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, humari maghfirat farma. O Allah, forgive the sins of the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever amal we're doing, Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, istikhlas, and also istiqamat, Ya Allah. Let the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam become happy with our simple actions, Ya Allah. Give us the reality of the in the jaan of the actions, Ya Allah. Make our ijtima successful, Ya Allah. Spread the winds of hidayat, Ya Allah, for us and our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through the barakat of this ijtima, Ya Allah, bring favorable conditions on the entire ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make make all the conditions of the ijtima successfully, Allah. Bring favorable conditions through the weather and all the khidmat of the various departments, Ya Allah. Bring fruition, Ya Allah, the mashuras that are taking place, the dua that is being made, the fikr that is being made, the gusht and all the mulaqat that is being made, Ya Allah. You bring jor and muhabbat and ittifaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring muhabbat amongst the satis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give our ulama long life, good health to serve the deen in all the faculties of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the shortcomings of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, send your winds of hidayat, Ya Allah. Send your rains of rahmah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, send your rains of rahmat, Ya Allah. Remove all the sin and the vice and the evils from our hearts, Ya Allah. Bring good conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant, increase our iman, increase our taqwa, love for you, Ya Allah, and love for Rasulullah sallallahu الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت إنك على كل شيء قدير سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.